Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
It's not just the buy, but it's getting the dub is the biggest deal, right? Because why is this the most important game? Because it's the next game, right? That's the mentality. And the whole deal about the last game of scrubbing it is just like, you can't let one team beat you twice, right? You got to come out that thing and ready to go. You got to be ready to all guns firing, and all cylinders up. Everybody's ready out. And that's where we're at. And like, process, you got to trust it. The preparation that we're going through. Go get this win, and then we'll be able to enjoy next week. I'll get a chance to talk to you.
Go just ahead. A master class. And how many did he get in there? Four? Cliches? Five, maybe? That was pretty good. Now, he said them kind of in creative ways. Like, he didn't say, trust the process. He said, the process. You got to trust it. Kind of switched it up, you know? It was pretty good. But, yeah, the next game's the most important one.
Yes.
And did he say you got to keep the main thing the main thing?
But you always do.
That's true. Yeah. You can't, because if it's not the main thing, then what is it?
Yep.
Then
the main thing, it's not the main thing is winning.
That's right.
Right? The main thing is winning.
And they got to do that.
Any way you can.
Any way you can. 1 point. They win by one, that's fine. They win by 30, that's fine. It'd be cool if they won by 30. They haven't done that yet this year. But however they do it, it's all good. That's Raheem talking about the importance of the next game. The next game is against the Denver Broncos, Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know the deal at this point, I think. We've talked quite a bit about it. We'll get to our keys tomorrow to wrap the show up. But Denver's got a really good defense, and they found a way to make Bo Nix efficient on offense. They're not great on offense.
No.
I mean, they're a bottom eight team in the NFL offensively in terms of yards and points and all that kind of stuff. But their defense is good enough to keep them in games, and they've been able to win half their games because of it. They should have won last week.
Mm-hmm.
They got a field goal blocked at the end against Kansas City, and they could have knocked them out of their undefeated streak. But, yeah, they're a solid team, not a great team, and if the Falcons play their game, then they should be able to beat them.
That's the biggest thing, if the Falcons play their game. I think, you know, they want to, you know, if you're the, you know, we talk about the quarterback, and you, like you said, we'll have their quarterback coach on in the next hour, but, you know, Kirk's going to be where he's going to be. You know, at least a little bit. Patrick could move off his spot a little bit like that. Mm-hmm. Kirk's going to be where he's going to be now. Do you go, if you're the Falcons, a game plan, the point where you do some naked bootlegs and rollouts and things like that to get Kirk off his spot like that and help out the offensive line and their protection. But the ultimate thing the Falcons have to do is run the football. They got to be able to stay consistent with it. And I think, meaning that, you know, both guys. And I think this offense, obviously, Bijan is that guy, but you get Tyler somewhere around 10 carries, somewhere in that area right there.
Yeah.
So you can set it off balance because they're two completely different running styles. It takes its toll on the defense.
It feels like when the offense is really going the way that they want it to go, Tyler Allgeier is involved.
Yes.
You know, like
when
it's kind of stops and starts and you kind of you got to get things going a little bit, then Bijan's the number one back. We understand that.
Right.
But when it's really flowing and they've been at their best, Allgeier's been heavily involved in those games as well, and you have a little bit more balance too, you can run it against them. Now, they're great at stopping the pass, and a big part of why is, like you said, they've got Pat Surtain Jr. back there on the backside, who's fantastic, and they're second in the league at sacking the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They get the quarterback on the ground. So that's certainly an advantage that Denver has.
That's
because
back end working with the front end.
As much as we've discussed it, it hasn't gotten better. I know they had the three against the Cowboys. The Cowboys are awful. They went back to having zero sacks last week, and they're rotating guys in and out. Like
they're trying to figure something out.
They are trying their darndest.
They're trying to figure something out. They're trying to find some kind of combination, trying to see if you can find somebody in the group, trying to see if you can find a matchup. Like, they're doing everything they can. They're trying everything because you've seen everything.
Right, that's the thing. Like, for a lot of people, like, well, why don't they do this? They've done it.
They've
literally tried to do everything. Like, last week.
They bought pressure.
They took Judon off the field and put Ebikiti on the field on passing downs because he was more effective to get into the quarterback. Yep. Now, what does that say?
Not a lot,
but he was more effective to try to jumpstart it. They're playing Khalid Kareem off the practice squad to try to get something going. D'Angelo Malone's playing more.
People are hurt.
Sure, but, like,
rush.
They're just – I mean –
yep.
I don't want. Yeah, I mean, they're doing everything within the capabilities of their personnel to try to get to the quarterback.
Yes.
And it comes back to the capabilities of their personnel.
They can't do it.
They can't do it. Yeah. So don't count on that. But yeah, it's still, here's the thing. Like, I know he's playing better, and credit where credit's due, for sure. It is still Bo Nix. Like, you know.
He'll give you one.
You can beat Bo Nix.
Yeah, he'll give you one. The biggest thing with him is you can't, he is very athletic.
Yeah.
He wants to be outside the pocket and make plays and you know, scramble and the guy come off, the defender comes off his guy, then Bo hits him and things like that. They want to do that. Courtland Sutton is a very good receiver, in my opinion, and he can make contested catches all day. I mean, if anything, I think AJ will probably have him one-on-one in most cases when they go man-to-man. But, I mean, they're not spectacular. They're not explosive. I mean, obviously, you know, Sean Payton knows what the hell he's doing as far as the offensive play calling. He's a very good football coach, and they're doing things with a lot of limitations on their roster. And that's the thing about it is, like, they're still a team that's kind of building into something right now.
Definitely.
And winning while they're doing
it. I'm surprised they're doing as much winning as they are,
right,
given what they had to do. I mean, they're paying Russell Wilson $200 million to not be there.
Yes.
And by the way, he's playing pretty good.
Yeah.
He's playing some pretty good football in Pittsburgh against all odds, given what he looked like the last couple of years in Denver. So, yeah, it's hard to win when you have that much money outside your building.
Yes.
Like you're paying guys to not play for you. I mean, Justin Simmons is here in part because they weren't trying to do that right now. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to spend money on right now, and they're still able to do
it. Dude, I listened to – did we get a chance to interview him this summer?
Justin Simmons?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Pretty sure we did.
He was on with Dukes, but dude, he's so good.
Because he got signed like right at the end of our time up there.
I think that
so we never
been.
Really got yeah. a chance to talk
dude,
to him.
Dude, he's solid. He's a solid brother, man. Yeah,
he was on yesterday.
Yeah, he's solid, man. I really enjoyed that interview with him, man. Just a solid brother. I understand that he's going home, and, you know, obviously it's going to be emotional. I mean, he spent his whole damn career there. And so, yeah, he's going to have emotions, but he's a pro's pro, and it's not going to be something that's going to be overwhelming or something like that. But, I mean, just how he talks about the community and, you know, what that organization means to him. And, you know, it's always different when you get an opportunity to go against your old club, especially this early. You know, they get an opportunity. It's going to be like that when they go to Minnesota and Kirk gets to go up against those guys. It's just something about when you play your former team that early, because a lot of times when you're 2 or 3 years past leaving, it's like, all right, I used to play for them.
But right.
You just left there.
Yeah.
You were the captain of this team.
And was very good
it
for
was
a
very,
very long
good.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Led the NFL in interceptions since he came into the league
yes.
for them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, did a lot of good football playing over there. So hopefully he plays good against him on Sunday. Go a long way into winning this one for the Falcons. Week 11 starts tonight.
Woo, boy.
Right here on the radio station. Commanders and Eagles.
I like it.
That's a fun one.
Like, I like it.
This is the best Thursday night game we've gotten all year, I think.
As far as matchups. Yeah,
game. We'll see.
Yeah, the game last week was the best one.
Well, and the Falcons-Bucks was incredible.
Yeah, that
the one. They won
then,
in overtime.
And then last week with the Ravens and the Bengals.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was awesome.
Okay, that's a great matchup.
Yeah,
yeah. They've had some pretty good
Thursday
night
good ones,
games.
Man.
But these, what, 7-3 and 7-2?
Yeah, this is first place in the NFC East. And we know they traded Marshawn. You just saw that he's not going to play this game. And it seems like the Eagles guys who were iffy are all going to play, like A.J. Brown and all them. And, I mean, you go back to their bye week, Jalen is playing well. 14 touchdowns, only 2 turnovers. You know, Saquon's still running the way he's running and things like that. They're getting their left tackle back this week.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fully loaded. But the defense over there and Jalen Carter and those boys and Nolan and Nakobe and those two rookie corners, I mean, they're all playing well now. They're all playing well.
And speaking of teams that maybe, like we were saying about the Broncos, winning while building, nobody saw the Commanders at 7-3.
No.
10 games into the season.
They are all – I mean, they got some good players.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But it's about him.
Yes.
They're not very good.
They're not.
They're not very good all-around football
and
team.
Pittsburgh did a pretty good job of exposing
yes.
some of the rookie limitations
yes.
that Jaden Daniels has last week as well, making him uncomfortable.
Yes.
I think Philly can do that also.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope it's a good game. It's a great matchup. This one feels like maybe the Eagles kind of show who the dominant team
flex
is. In that
and this, but yeah. it also goes back to what the hell is Nick Sirianni going to do?
That's a great
are we
point.
Going, are we going to come in here tomorrow and be like, what the hell was he doing? Because he has it. And every time stuff is going good, ever since that bye week, they've been playing well. And it was playing well, you didn't hear nothing from him until the damn Jacksonville game. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, here he goes. He can't help himself.
Mark Schlereth said on our show a couple of weeks ago, and he said it like early in an answer. There was so much talking afterwards that I couldn't really reference it again.
Uh-huh.
But we looked at each other when he said it, and I know a lot of Falcons fans heard it. He was like, if that division comes down to me trusting Nick Sirianni or Dan Quinn's late game decision making,
yes.
he was like, I'll go with Dan Quinn 10 times out of 10. And I was like, wow.
What did
really,
Dan do? What did,
you really don't
Dan trust. Had some mishaps?
No, no. I don't remember any.
I'm trying to think.
There was no late game execution issues.
But the thing about it was about Nick, it ain't just late game.
Yeah, no, it's all
it's
game.
It's all game.
No, and I don't disagree with Schwerin, but I was just like, that's a.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he realized.
That's a prisoner of the moment thing.
No, no, no. He didn't realize the.
Yes.
Would it preach into the choir? He didn't realize the choir he was preaching to at that point because a lot of people heard that. They're like, dang, Nick Sirianni must really make bad decisions.
Do y'all
if that's what he's saying.
Watch an Eagles game, man. And it's just like, really?
Yeah.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Really? Yeah, and it's like we were saying, we talk about with Carson Beck a couple weeks ago. Like, these aren't like your panic, like, shot clock running down, fourth quarter, whatever.
Right.
Nick Sirianni makes bad decisions in, like, low-pressure situations in the first quarter.
Yes. Like, in the first quarter.
Just intentionally, I mean, he doesn't think they're bad decisions, but it's like, you didn't have to do that. Why'd you do that?
But that's the thing. What I'm saying, like, he can't help himself. And that's the great thing about it. And it's always that cliche, well, I trust the players. And as a player, you always like, fine, let's do it. But sometimes you're sitting there like,
yeah,
oh, just take the point.
Right. But if you run, you know, you can always say that, and it's true, and you're right, and professional as a player to say, well, it is on us to execute it.
Right.
But some stuff is just dumb.
Yeah.
Like,
it really is.
If you call a fake punt on first and 10 on first down in the first quarter, yeah, the player should execute the call. But it's a bad call.
Dante Fowler has eight and a half sacks.
Yeah, Dante, yeah.
Maybe it's a turf here.
No,
maybe,
I don't know what it
maybe
is.
Maybe ain't no. Maybe the turf is horrible for get off.
Like,
do the Falcons, like, defensive players have heavier pads?
But it's not just the turf here. Like, it's pre Mercedes Benz. This is a 25-year issue.
Are their defensive players' pads like heavier?
Is there something in the uniforms?
This is what I'm saying.
Like, why, when you put an Atlanta Falcons jersey on, can you not sack the quarterback?
Unbelievable.
Matthew Judon had 32 sacks in the 36 games he played prior to coming here.
Yes.
He has 1.5 sacks
in
10 games.
And that was in week one.
Yeah. It was 1.5 sacks in 10 games. They pulled him off the field last week because he couldn't get to the quarterback, and they put in Arnold Ebikidi. Like, what's going on?
Man.
It's a curse. It's a sack curse.
Sack curse.
The worst kind of curse to get.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's go to break.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.